ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
The Gemara in Kuf Samach Esamar Aleph. The Gemara brings a story with Abaya. Rabbi originally thought that the lady that the Shoiva was written to wasn't the same lady. Afterwards he said they told him that it really is the same lady. She just changed her call because she got older. That even though there's a din, once you say it is, you're not allowed to be choizer boy, but Abaye was able to be choizer from the Eidos, because over here, it's over the Rabbanon, is lav urchil amedek. The Rishbam is Masber. That means originally when he was made, he made a mistake. As his original Eidos is not a real Eidos. It was a mistake. And being that the original Eidos was a mistake, it's not Chal. There's no son of Kivan Shigit Suv Eino Choyzo Magid. As Frekrabal Chonon in Koivich Yurim, Azim Kane, how you ever tsoimach on the Eidos of a Tsuvim and Rabbanon when he's made on a Isha. Gemara is over here saying that a Tsuvim and Rabbanon is not medactic, how women look. As how could you ever be tsoimach on him for Eidos? Azog the Koivich Yurim, that Avada, the Gemara doesn't mean that he's never notices. Nagmara means avada b'derek klal b'roiv pamim. He is medayik, but there's a miyut pamim where he's not going to be careful because he doesn't stare so well because he doesn't look at women. As a meila, therefore, being that there's a miyut, there's a sad of toys. Therefore, he could be choizer, and there's no sign of kivin shigat shuvein choizer magid. The balamor in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, moving the ran over there also. Wants to bring a raya from our Gemara to big klal and kivin shehigid. He wants to say that anything that it's matzui for Adam to make a mistake in, like over there, it's matzui for Adam to make a mistake. The mashal when the melech is, when the melech was humad, if the shtar was made before he would, then when it's 2 years to the melech, 3 years to the melech. There are things that it's all for people to make a mistake in. As there's no sign of kivin shehigid, and if he was made on something, and then he wants to come back, there's no problem with kivin shehigid, because you see in our Gemara, something that you make a mistake on, people are able to make a mistake on, as then there's no sign of kivin shehigid. The Ravid in his Asogis on the Balamar, the Ravid is Cholik, and the Ravid says, all you see in the Gemara is that a Adam, a sug person who's not matzi ledaktik in his edos, as then there's no sign of kivin shehigid, but a person that's always makbid. Whenever he's made, he's always makbid to look well. But you want to say there's certain inyanim that people make mistake on that you don't have a raya from the Gemara. The only raya you have from the Gemara is people that are old to make mistakes, that there's no sign of kivin shehigid. From both of them, you see that they bring out from here to other Eidusim. The Shaila is it a din in the person or is it a din in the Eidus? Then the Gemara continues and brings a memra from Abaya. A Talmud Chacham, when he goes to be Mekadosh Isha, he has to take with him a Amma Aretz Imoy, because maybe they're going to switch the Isha and he's not going to recognize who she is. But Amma Aretz knows women very well. So Mela, he'll know if they're switching on him, if this is the right lady. As the Ravid in Isuri Bia Perichof Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Boys Halacha from here. The Rambam over there says that even though it's Asul Istakal Benashim, when a person wants to get married, as then it's not only Mutaloi, but it's Royaloi Livdoik if she's Yafe or not. And the Ravid over there, yes, on the Rambam from Agamara. Right, if it's roi for everyone when they want to get married to stare at women and see if they're beautiful, as what does the Gemara mean over here? It's not the derech that he's not going to recognize. He looked at her and he checked her out. Azag the Ravid vice the chois. It's not the derech of talmidei chachamim libdak eisha imi yafa bein avaloi. It's not the talmidei chachamim don't do such things. As the Magen Mishnah says, the Makkah of the Rambam is from the famous Gemara in Kedushin. On Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara says, Asul Adam, she kadesh isha, ad she irena, kadesh aloitis kan olav, shall be ugly. It'll be nisgan alav. Yeah. The place can point out from here that a person altits the kabe, a bacha that goes in on dates. If it's tisgan alav, he shouldn't go into the shiruch. To state in the Gemara. He's going to come to be Abraham haftar acha kamaycha. As does state in the Gemara in Kedushin, as does a shayla on the Ravid. How could the Ravid argue on the Rambam? Read the Gemara says, "Asa ladam shiakadosh isha ad shireno." Does frek the magin Mishnah on the Ravid? Benira b'das the Ravid, as there's two kinds of rias. There's one kind of a ria to make sure that she's not maguna. You look at her, the muscle, her nose is very long and it bothers you. Okay, as you. You look, you see, she's not maguna. If she's maguna, she say no. But then there's another kind of aria. You're looking very well to check out exactly how pretty she is. As the lashon of the Rambam is you should stare very well to see if she's pretty, that she looks pretty in your eyes. As that was the nusach that bothered the Ravid. Where do you, that you don't see in the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin just says that you have to look to see that she's not maguna, but it doesn't say you should check out the yoifi. So that's what the Ravid's saying. And it's not the derech of Talmidei Chachamim to do such a thing. That's what you see in the Gemara. Grad, he's not saying it's an iser. He's just saying the Talmidei Chachamim wasn't their derech. It's not roi for them. It's not their derech to do such things. Grad, lefi, the Ravid, near you could be Miyashiv, the Shaila of the Marsha. There's a famous Marsha on Baba Basa, Dafter Zayin. The Mar over there says that Avram was bigger than Eev, that he didn't even mistakel Bididei. He said, he knew no Yodati Keisha Sifas Marat. Until then, he didn't know she was pretty. Break the Marsha. And how could Avram not know Saru was pretty? I, the Gemara in Kedushin says, also, Adam Lekadish Isha Achir, and Avram was Mekayim Kolatayra Kula. Ablafila Ravid is Dachzei Gishmak. The Gemara in Kedushin is just saying you should look to make sure she's not Maguna. But over here, he says, Eshe Sifas Marat. He wasn't just saying she's not Maguna. He was in Stockholm. He says, wow, you're really beautiful. Eshe Sifas Marat. Oh, that Avram didn't know. Avram wasn't mistakel on. As Vinishvi, the Magin Mishnah has to answer the Rambam from our Gemara. I mean, the Rambam does say he learns Pshat in the Gemara Kedusha, and you should be mistakel biyofya, that you should be yofa be'enov. Lashon Rambam should be yofa be'enikulam, yofa be'enov. You should find schein in his eyes. That's enough. Frek the Magin Mishnah, as I bezei, if the Rambam says it's right to mistakel, that you should be yofa be'enov, Azim Kane, what's the Gemara saying over here? That a Talmud Chacham is not going to be Maker who he's marrying. It's Roy to be Mistakel if she's Yafa Be'enov. Azog the Magin Mishnah at Nira, that Misha Loi Rogel is Stakel Benoshim, as even if he's Mistakel Chad Pam, as from one time looking, Lo Yakira Acharkach. This is the Magen Mishnah, which is a little bit of a chiddush. Nira, you could be mazbe the Rambam benusach acher, that the Rambam means that misha yoifi is choshev b'shvilo, it's mamish ifanem zegansa art by the person, as then if he sees the isha once, he's going to remember. Because something that's choshev to a person, he remembers, just like he remembers his phone number, everything, he'll remember how she looks like. Masha ain't gain for a Talmud Chacham, that in Yanim Elu Anat Choshev Loi, as even though he'll be Baidik and she looks pleasant, but he's not going to remember the way she looks because it's not so Choshev to him. Loizu is the Iker, why he's marrying her. He's marrying her for who she is, for what kind of a person she is, not for the picture she boy. As a Mela, then he won't be remembered as well. Dave. This is the Mahalach of the Rambam and the Mahalach of the Ravid. And the Rabbeinu Gershom is meduyik a different Mahalach. The Rabbeinu Gershom says that Talmud Chacham is snua and he's boish l'stakel. Mashenki in Am Aretz is ein loy bush. I mean, Am Aretz looks at women and he's not embarrassed. A Talmud Chacham betev has a busha from looking. It's even when he's allowed a look and a look, but he's not going to look so well because he's embarrassed. As Lefize, the Rabbeinu Gershom is al derech the Ravid, that the Pshat in the Gemara is a Talmud Chacham doesn't look well. The Ravid look learns that it's in, you know, Talmud Chacham shouldn't look well. It's in like Darch Bechach. The Rabbeinu Gershon learns it's not an Inyan. It's just the Tev of a Talmud Chacham is he's embarrassed to stare. As a Mele, he's not going to look so well. Shenkin, the other pshat we saw in the Gemara, the way we're learning the Rambam is that even if he looks well, but he's just not going to remember exactly the way she looks because it's not so important to him. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says that the Baal is noisin schar shel ha-sofer beget maitaima da amakra v'kosav v'nosan. As the Shaila is, which word is the Gzeres HaKosav? As there's a Shinui in the Rishonim, in the Yad Ramah, in the Ramukha Yosef over here, they learn that the drush is from the word v'kosav, that it's rak called Ksivas HaBaal, if the Baal is nice and schal ha-sofer, as that makes it kilu, the Baal is kosav. He's koyrim the Ksiva of the sofer. It's kilu, he's kosav. But Taisis in Gittin and Afchav Beis Amid Beis, Taisis says, Bishleim, if you learn the word v'kosav, is going on the Baal, because there's a din, the Baal has to be kosav the get. And that which the Sefer is writing it is because he's the shliach of the Baal, shlucha shel olam kemoisai. As then you could darshan from the word v'kosav that the Baal has to pay the Sefer to be kilu, he's kosav the get. But if you learn again, Sadin Advarim and Taisis the Rishonim, on the tzad that you don't need shlichus of the Baal to write a get, I know the sefer doesn't have to be the shliach of the Baal. Azim came when the Torah writes v'kosav, it's not going on the Baal because there's no din. The Baal has to write it. It's going on the sefer. Azim came. You can't say that the word v'kosav means that the Baal has to pay. There's no din ksivas ha-Baal in a get. The din is ksivas ha-Sefer. As I say, how do you darshan it? This is the... As Mavu and Taisis, that the only way you could learn like the Rishonim, the Joshua, because of, is if the Shli, is if a Kosav is going on the Baal. In the Rush, in Gittin Chav Beis Amit Beis, the Rosh makes a Hisafa, very interesting Hisafa. He says that, and if you hold you need Shlichus, as then, if the Ish is Mesalim, the Sefer is Lo Yehavi Shliach Shel HaBaal. That's Noch HaChiddush. You could just learn the Rishonim mean that if you need Shlichus, the word V'kosav is going on the Baal. As you darshan from there, also he has to pay for it. The Rosh learns even more that if the Ish is paying for the Sefer, you can't say he's a Shliach of the Baal. Chaim Shulevitz asked on the Rush, why not? The Baal told him to write, and the Ish is paying. Hazog Reb Chaim Shulevitz, that Vaistachois, the Teva of a person is that when someone's giving him Kesef to do something, and someone's telling him to do something, the reason why he's doing it is Mishum the Kesef. He's not doing it because someone told it to him. As El Tudus Be'emes, because the Ish is paying him. As over here, he can't be a shliach from the Baal. Normally, shlichus is a mitzvah you to do it. But over here, I'm not doing it because you told me to do it. I'm doing it because I want the money from the Isha. As if you're not doing it, Mishum the Baal, you're not a shliach of the Baal. That's the Tesefis of the Rush and the beer of this son. As we have one sheet of the Yad Raman, the Ramuki Yosef, that say the reason why he has to pay is k'day that he should be his kosav. But Taisis has a tzad not that way. Zok Taisis, you learn that the drasha is from the word v'nosan. Dahinu mevurin Taisis. It's called the Baal's giving when he owns it and he gives it to the Isha. Then it's called he gave her something. But if he doesn't own it, as then it's not called he's giving. As therefore he has to pay the sefer k'day it should be his. As Reb Nachum wanted to say, an interesting nafka mina, if the makor is from Bekosav or the makor is from Venosan. As Hashem will see, noch a nafka mina in the Hemshech also. Reb Nachum brought that Shitas of Meir in the Gemara and Gittin Dav Gimel Amid Beis is that when the Torah says Bekosav, it's going on the Edich Sima, because Reb Meir holds Edich Sima Kalti, and Rashi over there is Mazbir, Lefir Reb Meir, the Ikek Siva is the Edich Sima. As Lefizah, because it's only going on the Edich Sima. The Edich Sima have to write it Lishma, The sefer doesn't have to write it l'shma. It could be mechuber b'shas t'ksiva because v'kosev is going on the chsima. Asak Rav Nachum l'chayra nafkamina would be between the Namuki Yosef and Taisis, whether you dashen from v'kosev or nasim shitus or meyer. The fi Namuki Yosef the drash is from v'kosev. That's only a liba der belaza. That v'kosev means the divrei gerishin hareat muteres l'kol adam. Abba, the fear of Meir, that Vekosev is going on the Chsima Sa'edim, as then you can't dash in Vekosev for paying the Sefer. Sha'enkin, according to Taisis, that Taisis learns you dash in from Venosan, Toivas, Venosan is going on the Baal, even Rameir's Maida. As if you have this din of to be Mishalem the Sefer, according to Rameir, should be totally on what the Joshua is. Nachum wanted to bring a Raya. The Gemara in Gittin Dav Chav Gimel says that lefira meyer, if you motzah ba'ashpa, have a kosher, because you don't need to get the right to get lishma. Frekrav Nachum, okay, forget about lishma. Oh, but there's a halacha, the Baal has to pay for the sefer. If you motzah ba'ashpa, you didn't pay for the sefer, you found it in the garbage, someone else wrote it. Zakrav Nachum, as lefira muki yosef, as Lechayr, you see, Rameya holds, you don't have to pay for this cipher. As then Rav Nachum wanted to say, maybe you could be Madche the Raya. It's a big chiddush. What Rameya holds, you don't pay for the cipher. It's a Stam Mishnah. We don't find anyone argues. It's a big chiddush what Rav Nachum's saying. He says, maybe you'll say that when he's Matzah Ba'ashba, he's Kana the Get, Lefneshan Nasan. As that's maspik to say that it works. Abahabi Yeshlon on the tree of Rav Nachum, Luchai Rahagufa should be Tali. I mean, Lefidin Amuki Yosef, that it's a din of a kosav, as Luchai it has to be his Bishasa Ksiva. So it doesn't help if he's coined it afterwards. Mashenkin, according to Taisvis, that it's a din in Vinosan, as then if he's coined the get before the Shas Nesina, it would be good. L'chayr, we would have nochanaf gemina between the Muki Yosef and Taisis, where you darshan it from. Yeah. So Nochum had it said not that way, that even if you're Muki Yosef, it helps if you're kind of before the Nesina. That's Chiddush Gadol. Okay, as so that's the first step. That make it the din, the Baal has to pay the Sefer, the get. The Shaila, is it Mishum Bekosav, is it Mishum Benasan? So the Gemara, but Bizman hazed, Rabbanan said, the Isha is Mishalem la Sefer, Kidei Shaloi la Hashois haget. As what Sechshash of Shias haget, so Rashi Misham Igun. If you don't give the get right away, she'll be Miss Agin afterwards. Mitzarech Beer. As why is the get kosher if the Isha is paying for the Sefer? There's a Xeris HaKosev, whether it's Vekosev, whether it's Venosam, there's a Xeris HaKosev, the Baal has to pay for the Sefer. As why is the get kosher? Here, Igun, how's the get kosher? As the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chaf asks the Shaila, and the Gemara says that the Rabbanon would tiknu la Baal haget. So what does it mean, Rashi's Mazir? Midin hefker, bezdin hefker. And the Rashba said, the Ritva over here adds divrei bir in the Gemara. That being that they were makne to him, the ksav, it's kilu, the money of the isha, as it's kilu, he paid the sefer, as thus says Vikasa. As from this Gemara in Gittin, Kipshuta, it's a stark raya to the famous Rat Chakira, Rabbi Kivega and Shuva Simon Reishchov Beis. Rabbi Kivega declares, is hefker best than hefker? The pshat, the bezin makes a hefker, vizehu, or is it the vart that they're maknet to the other person? As the Rajman Gittin and the Aflamit Vamamibay says, lehedya, bezin is not only mafker, but they could also be maknet to someone. Pashtis, the Rabbeinu Yoinim, Baba Basa, and Nundalan, and Bez is pashtis mavur, not that way, they can only be mafker. Lechoyrin, Agamara, is muchach, that bezin is maknet. Because the Gemara says the reason why it's called Bekasav or Venosan is because Bezdin is magnet to the Baal. As you see, the Baal was Koina, Yedei Hefka Bezdin Hefka. As the Gemara doesn't say Hefka Bezdin Hefka, but Rashi learns that's what the Gemara means. Also, the way Rashi learns, it means Hefka Bezdin Hefka. The Ritva by us learns that way too, as you have a Raya.
If not, you have to know what the Gemara means. Rabbanon Tiknu. Rabbanon Tiknu is Mashma Hefka Bez and Hefka. In the Nemuki Yosef over here, the Nemuki Yosef is Masber that Frank the Nemuki Yosef was Lamaskana. Why is it for Kosov? Sok the Nemuki Yosef, being that the Baal was Kosvai, he was Mitzavah to the Sefer Lichtav, as Im Kain, that's called enough to be called for Kosov. You don't need him to pay also. It's our beer. The Gemara and Gittin says a different reason. Mishum Hefka Bezdin Hefka. As Lechayra, what you have to say is that even though the Rabbanan said Hefka Bezdin Hefka and they were maknet him, Abla Maisa, it's not Ki'ilu that he's Goyrim the Ksivas HaSeifer. Bishleim, when he pays Ledya the Seifer, that's called he was Goyrim the Ksivas HaSeifer. But over here, where the Rabbanu were maknet him and he didn't give the money literally, it's still not called that he was Gairim the Ksivas HaSeifer. As that's what the Muki Yosef says, that you have to say that Batsam, the fact that he's Mitzavah the Seifer, that's enough to make it be called Ki'ilu, he's writing it. Just if the Isha would pay the money, it would be the Isha's money, as it wouldn't be Mahani Yasivu. As all the Hefka Bezdin Hefka is doing, that it's not called the money of the Isha, as it's not Megareya, and now the Vekosav is Mikoyach Hesivu. That's how you have to learn. As the Gemara is Mamshech, and the Mishnah says that Ein Kleis Vin Shtarim Birurim, Mechol Maisen Bezdin, Ela Midas Shneihem. Shneihem Neisden Schar. As the Shaila is what is Shtari Birurim? As the Gemara brings down two Pshatim. One Pshat, that a Shtar which is Mevar, the Tainus of the Bali Dinim, Shtari Tanosa. Another Pshat, that it's a Shtar on Breiras Adayin. As the Taisis Yandiv Dans, is it a Machlekis or are both of them true? The time is it's mucha from the Hemshech of the Gemara that it's not a machlaikis. Because if Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah says that you have to write a separate star for each one, the Gemara over here explains what's the reason for Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Because he doesn't want the other person to see his star, because Ar Yehuda Revi Allah, he'll misuse the star if he sees it. It explains the Rashbam, how is he going to misuse the star if he's going to see it? He's like the Rishban, because if he sees his tainus, he's going to start fighting with him over his tainus. As like the Taisis Yantar, L'chari Mefurish and Reb Shimon Gamliel, that Shtar Biruim is a Shtar on tainus. As like the Machlekes before. As like the Taisis Yantar of Muchach, that everyone's mind, that's also a Shtar Tanus. And he's just saying it's also a Shtar, a beer like Edim. Then the Gemara on the bottom, towards the bottom of Kuf Samech Samer Aleph, brings down a new Inyan. The Mishnah of Misha Para Mixes Choyvai. The Mishnah says, Misha Para Mixes Choyvai Vishlish Ashtarai. And he says, if I don't pay you the rest of the money until a certain day, you can give him back the Shtar and he'll be able to be Goyva with it. The Machlekes, Rabbi Yasi, and Rabbi Yehuda, if the Shlish gives it or not. Freg the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rishonim on the Mishnah, that Kilu Tzmash in the Mishnah, that if you do give the Shlish, gives the Shtar to the Malve, Zichi, he could be Goyva with the Shtar. The Machlekes is, do you give the Shtar back to the Malve or not? Freg the Ramban and the Rishonim, even if you give the Shtar back to the Malve, how could he be Goyva with the Shtar? Hey, the Klal is the Shtar Shanim Kol Shibu that was paid up. You can't be Goyva with it. As this is a shtar shenim chol shibuda, right? Half of it was paid up with already. Azog the Rishonim, you have to say, what's the pshat in the tnai? The pshat in the tnai is he's making a tnai on the original pirayin, that which he paid up, a mixes choyvai. He's saying, if I'm going to pay you up the rest by this amount of time, as then I gave you the money l'shem pirayin. And if I don't pay you the rest by a certain amount of time,
as then what I gave you originally was l'shem matana, and there was no pirayin that was chal b'chlal. Oh, as if what if the tanai is on the original pirayin that if he doesn't pay the rest by a certain time, it should be l'shem matana, as then it's very good. If he doesn't pay by that time, he never made a pirayin b'chlal, as now he's chayiv in the whole amount, as the malva could use the shtar to be goy for the whole amount. It's not a shtar shenim kol shibudei anymore. As was is the machlekes, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. But my kambiflegi zok the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi savar asmachta kanya. Rabbi Yehuda savar asmachta loy kanya. Was geit on the machlekes? The machlekes is if asmachta is kanya or asmachta is loy kanya. The shaila is, what is this? What defines asmachta? What's called an asmachta, and what's the chesaron of an asmachta? As it's a big machlekes rishonim. In Rashi in Sanhedrin, on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Rashi says that any time a person makes a chalitz and he makes a tnai, he's toiler. If this happens, then this should happen, and it's biyodai to do it. It's called an asmachta. Why? Because he's soymech that he'll do what he's supposed to do. And mishum zeh, he's loy gomer makni. Let's say over here, he was toilet. If there'll be a pirayin, something should happen. The pirayin is biyadai lasais. As he assumed that he would make the pirayin, as therefore there's no gemiras das, because he assumed that he would make the pirayin. The Rishbam over here is meduyik, like the Rashi, the Rishbam and Divrei HaMasel Asmachta. Rashi says, "V'soymer b'liboy b'sha'as atnai sheyuchol lekayim adavar." The reason why there's a son in the Gemara's Das is because he thinks that he's going to do it later on. As what does a smachta mean? Anything that he's soymer that he's going to be mekayim the tnai, and at the end he wasn't because he was nenas. There's no Gemara's Das because he thought he would do it. As a mele, it's not chal. Thus is the mahalich of Rashi and chayim meduik in the Rishbam. The Makor of Rashi is in the Gemara over the end, Sanhedrin, Chav Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, a Mesachik Bakuvia, somebody who gambles, is no sign of a smachta. Why not? Zokt Rashi, because gambling is tali, it's not biyodai. As over there, if he puts down money and says, if this happens, I owe you money, it's not biyodai. So there's no sign of a smachta. A smachta is only when it's biyodai. Taisis over there in Sanhedrin brings down Rabbeinu Tam, and he asks him a Gemara in Bamitzia that Rabbeinu Tam holds a raya that when it's biyodai, then he could, it's totally on him, there's no sign of a smachta. When it's less biyodai, there's more sign of a smachta, as you see in the Gemara in Bamitzia Fakel. But Zog the Rabbeinu Tam, no, the chesaron in a smachta is not because he's soymech that he's going to do it. And it's something that's totally biyodai. Rabbeinu Tam is masbe the Indian who smachta different. That over here, it's talking about where he made a tnai lahafsid atzmai, and he has no revach from it. Like over here, he said, if I don't pay by a certain time, as you should be able to be given more money. He has no revach from the tnai. As what, he's making a tnai to be mafsid himself? People don't want to be mafsid themselves, stam. In Taisus and Bamitzia Daf Ayin Dalid, he adds on the Rabbeinu Tam. It's a guzma be'alma. Kilo, he's stamp banking himself, mafsid a lot of money for no reason. As it's not mistaba that he really wants it to be chal. As lefize, the chesaron of a smachta is when a person makes a tnai, that is borrowed from the tnai that he doesn't want it to happen because he's being mafsid himself a lot of money. For no reason, as then we say, he's not really going with us, that the Tanai should be Chal. As the Fi Rashi and the Rishbam, the Chesaron of Asmachta is because he thinks he's going to do it. The Fi, the Rabbeinu Tam, because he doesn't want to be Mechayiv himself into such a Hefsid for no reason. As the Fize, you could be Mamshech, the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rajba over here, Dan, that if Tanai is Asmachtas, every Tanai should be Asmachtas. How come certain Tanayim work in Shas? It's not totally on the Machlekes of Asmachtas, and certain Tanayim don't work.
As the Rambam said, the Ramban answers that the only time it says smachta is when he's toiled the tnai b'das atzmai. So if he's toiled the tnai b'das atzmai, as then there's a sign of a smachta. The other places in Shas that tnai works is totally when he's toiled the tnai in Yerduk Shamim and other things, it's not totally on him. Thus is al derech Rashi. The chsan of asmacht is because it's tali b'das atzmai. The Rashba schoilek on the hagdar of the Ramban. He asks on it and he learns that the chsan and asmachta is only in the tnai that he's oisa lashon Rashba derech knas v'roitze be'emesh lo yehei a tnai. Then it's nechshav l'asmachta. See more al derech Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashi could hold of the Rashba also. But this is clear the Zogah the Rabbeinu Tam. Ramban then says another Hagdara. He said, we only find the Indian of Asmacht in Mominis. We don't find it in Gittin Vikdushin. Tzarech Bir, what's the difference in Momin, Gittin and Vikdushin, and all of them you need Gmiris Das. As the Ritva in the Darim and Daf Chav Zayin, the Ritva says, Kibalnu mi Talmida, we have a Kabbalah from the Talmidim that what the Ramban meant was like this. Kinyane Mamin is a person's only Makne. If he has to be Makne, he doesn't do it with a full Gemiras Das. Nashenkin Gittin and Kedushin, a person doesn't do unless he's totally going with Das to do it. As a Mela, by getting Kedushin, where it's a full Gemiras Das, then even if he does it tonight, you know he means it anyway. Nashenkin by Mamin, if there's a Tanai, and there's a tzad, he really doesn't mean it. But this is the klolim of asmachta. What's the chsaron of asmachta? When you say asmachta, when you don't say asmachta. The Gemara brings down over here. What's the halacha? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, Amar Rav. Ein halacha ki Reb Yaisi. That's the gears of Tais. Our gears is halacha, Tais is garis. Ein halacha, he buys it from the Gemara and the Darim. Practices is stira v'das of Nachman. That over here, the Gemara's mavur, the reason why Rav Nachman holds that the Allah is not like Rav Yaisi, he says it over b'shem Rabba bar Avu Amar Rav. But Tesis is that in the Gemara, in Ezu Neshech is mavur, for the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that Minyumi caused Rav Nachman to hold that Asmachta Loikanya. The Shaila is who caused Rav Nachman to have this Shita? Agamar is Mashma Rabba Bar Avuha Rabbi. Over there is Mashma Minyumi. Azok the Rabbeinu Tam, Vais Techois, the Schelukim in Asmachta. And over there, it's more Pashat that he's going with Das. Why? Azok the Rabbeinu Tam, because over there he was Asaloya Toiva, he was Malvim. Fractisis under Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't understand. Hare Atzir is also talking about Halva. That's my comma. Asakra B'chonin Koivit Shiurim Agishmak Echilik. Over there is talking about where he made the Tanai B'shast Halva. B'shast, he was doing him a favor and lending him money as he made the Tanai. As over there we say, there's more Gemiras Das because at that present time he was doing him a favor and making a Halva. Mashenkin, our Mishnah is talking about when he made the Tanai, not B'shas Alva, B'shas Pirayin. Yeah. As over here, he's not really sitting on the Toiva anymore. He's worried on the Pirayin. It's not the Zman of the Toiva. As over here, there's much less Gemiras Das. Toiva. This is the Chelik Sheni of the Sugis, the Inyan of Asmachta. Now let's move on to the last chilek of the sugya. Comes the bottom of Kusam Chesam and Aleph. Just nimshach to Kusam Chesam and Beis. The Indian of Ashtar Shenimchak. When you moichik the Shtar, when the Shtar is Nimchak, as what's the halacha of the Shtar? We'll go chilek by chilek in the sugya. The Mishnah. Misha Nimchak Shtar Choyvay. As the Rashbam is mefarish, what does it mean, Misha Nimchak Shtar Choyvay? It means that the Shtar was Nimchak Me'elov. Why does the Rashbam learn that it's Nimchak Me'elov? As Koidim calls Meduik in the Mishnah. But the Ramah, because the Lashon of Nimchak, the Yad Ramah is Masbir, because if you don't have Edim and you don't know for sure that it was Nimchak Me'elav, as then there could be a chash that the Malva did it. And if the Malva did it, maybe he's doing it Al Sramois. Like you have on the Sugis on the Amid Beis, that there are times when if it's this chash Ramois, if there's a Kera on the Shtar. As what could be the chash Ramois by Nimchak? As he says that maybe the shtar was para, and someone wrote on the shtar that it was nifra, and then the malva was meichik because he wants to be gaiva again. So he's going to come and say, "Look, it's nimchak. I'm losing my shtar. They'll come and be made." Lamaisa, the reason why he was meichik was because it said on the shtar that it's parua. As a mela, today that the malva shouldn't be able to pull out ramois. You have to say we're talking about with the shtar that we know it was nimchak, yidei mayim, or something fell on it. Oh, as that's the lashon misha nimchak. Oh, as what's the eitz of a person that a shtar choyv was nimchak? He has a kosher shtar. He could be goyves. What should he do? As the Mishnah says, the eitz is maimid olav edim. What's the pshat in my middle of Eitim? This is a big machlegis rishonim. What's the tzir, the Mishnah? What does it mean, my middle of Eitim? The rush over here in Psokim. The tour in Simimem Aleph B'Shem Duri. V'chem Meduyik in the Rambam Malva V'loiva Perikhov Gimel Halacha Yud Beis. They learned we're talking about a shtar that wasn't Nimchak Lagamri. It started to be meichik. It takes time. The water got on it. You see the ink is fading and fading very fast. It's still readable. It's Rishumai Nikar. But you see that pretty soon it's not going to be legible anymore. So what do you do? Azog the Mishnah, mamidim olav edim. You get edim to come now and look at the shtar before it's nimchak legamri. That's diuk like this, mahalach and the Rishonim. That Maimir Olav Edim is Mashma, the shtar is here, and you're putting Edim on the shtar to look at it. As they look at it, and they read it, and then afterwards they come to Bezdin and they made it Mashe Kosev. As the Sman Sifkot and Beis says, what do we need them to come to Bezdin after to be made? Just bring the shtar itself. As obviously we're talking about it here where the shtar was Nimchak before it got to Bezdin. Now Bezdin can't read the shtar. As we see, the shtar is racing very fast. You don't have time to bring it to Beis Din. What do? Get Edim. Edim will see it. And then even if it gets erased afterwards and Beis Din can't see it, the Edim will be made in Beis Din. And Mamela, the shtar will be kosher. Nos the Malach, the Rosh, the Ri, and the Rambam. The Tur in Simon Mem Aleph brings, the Rishbam learns differently. The Rishbam learns, we're talking about it here, where it was Nibchak Legamri. And the Edim was Zochru Masha Kosovoy, they remembered, and they came to Bezdin to be made. Where did the Torah see this in the Rishbam? As Lechoir in the Mishnah, Maimed Olav Edim, Hayoidim Me'emesai Nichtav, that they know Me'emesai Nichtav. I mean, if we're talking about where the Edim are coming now and looking, they don't have to know. As must be, we're talking about where it was already Nimchak Lagamri. And Maimed Olav Edim means you bring to Bezdin Edim that know, that remember that saw the shtar once before was Nimchak, and then they come to Beis Din. Oh. Bach says, what's the mucker in the Mishnah like the Rishbam? There's a lashon in the Mishnah, Mishnah Nimchak Shtar Choyvoy. It doesn't say Mishnah Nimchak B'miksa Shtar Choyvoy. It's Mashvitz Nimchak Legamri. And afilu hochi, you could be Maimir Olav Edem Uba Lefnei Beis Din. The shail is, okay, we have a machlekes in pshat. What does Maimir Olav Edim mean? Is this just a machlekes in pshat? Or is it a machlekes ledina? Asok the Beis Yosef. There's no machlekes ledina. We're just having a machlekes in pshat in the Mishnah. However, the Torah is very meduyik, not that way. The Torah brings the Ri, he brings the Rishbam, and he says, Hochi mistabra. It's mistabra like the Rishbam. If it's just a machlekes in pshat, what does he mean?
Hare the Torah is a poisik. He's not a parshan. He's not coming to tell us pshat and mishnayos. He's a poisik. He's coming to tell us halacha. He says, Hachi mistabra like the Rishbam. He means the Rishbam said a chiddush la halacha, but Hachi mistabra. As a nesivis, as mitzayin, he argues on the Beis Yosef, and he brings that the Ramban is mevur, that there is a machlokes ladina. Now, the Rishonim all the tzir of the Rishbam, it would not work la halacha. Why wouldn't it work la halacha? Oh. As the Rishonim, the Ramban tain is on the Rishbam, that if the Edom saw it before it was Nimchak, Mehecha Tesa, they'll be makbid on all the Pratim. The Nusach of Ishtar is a very, not a Poshet Nusach. There could be many things that could be double meanings and could be understood one way or not understood the other way. As a Mele, who says that the Edom remember exactly what it says in the Ishtar? As Bishlam, if we're talking about it here, where it started to be a race, and you bring the Edom over and say, look at the Shtar very carefully, as then the Edom will be makbet on everything. As if you learn like the Mahalach of the Rosh, as then you could be Samech on the Edom. Abba Lefider Eshpam, how could you be Samech on the Edom? Maybe they don't remember clearly. I mean, when they still looked at the Shtar, they didn't know it was about to be Nimchak. As Mechates, you could be Samech on them. As the fizze is doch zeh geschmack. The other Rishonim didn't want to learn like the Pshat of the Rishbam because they held you can't be Seimech. As I was like, the Torah Mistama, the Rishbam is gerecht. If a person comes and it's made in Bezna, I saw the Shtar, this is what it says, you could rely on him. Okay. As thus is the Shaila, what's the tzir of Maimir of Halav Edem? When are they seeing the Shtar? When they know it's going to be Nimchak or not? Now there's another nakuda. Pashtis of the Mishnah, Mishnah Nimchak Shtar Choyvay is mashma, that the whole thing was Nimchak. Every aspect of the Shtar was Nimchak. That is the Pashtis. However, the Shita brings a Raivid, the Rishonim bring a Deya, it has to be talking about where it was Loi Nimchak Eidem. Because if it would, it has to be talking about where it's Loi Nimchak or Eidem. And what's the husband, the Shita? It's the Ritva. Moving the Muki Yosef explains that this Shita holds that if it would be Nimchak the Edim, as then there would be a Chsarna of Eid Mipi Eid. An Eid is only allowed to be made in Bezdin if he saw the Eidos. If he didn't see the Eidos, he can't be made. As Bishlam, if the original Eidos is Kayim, meaning we see the original Eidos, it wasn't erased, that's good. But if it was erased, as they're being made, what the other Eidim were made, thus is Eid Mipi Eid. The Ritv himself brings from Rabbi that he's choylik, and he holds his no son of Eid Mipi Eid. Why? As like the Ritva Gishmag Avot, when is the son of Eid Mipi Eid? That's when you come to Bezin, you didn't see a Maisa. You don't know what happened. You come into Bezin, you say, I heard from Pliny, this is what happened. And there's a son of Eid Mipi Eid. You don't know what happened. You're just saying over from an Eid, what happened? But over here, Zog the Ritva, they're not coming to be made on the Halva. They're not coming to say, this is the Halva. What are they coming to be made? They're coming to be made. There is a Shtar, and this is what it said in the Shtar. As they're coming to be made, what the other Edom were made. As if they're coming to be made, what the other Edom were made, not on the Gufa de Uvda, there's no sign of Eid Mipi Eid. The Shar Yosher and Shar Zayin, Perek Chof Gimel, the Bilch Shmuel and Yevamis, they say it, and they explain it with a Gishmak of Ord. It's Ki'ilu, they brought the Shtar into Bezdin, and Bezdin stored the Shtar. It's Ki'ilu, they brought the other Haggadah Seidus into Bezdin, and Bezdin heard it. Oh. As they're not coming to tell us the Maisa, they're coming to bring us the other Eidus, the other Shtar, as that's not a Chsarn of Eid Mipi Eid. Oh. The Gishmak of Beer. L'choira is a stark diuk k'neged the Raivid, because the actually before the diuk k'neged the Raivid, just in the etzem beer that we saw in the Ritva, the Ksais in Simon Lamed Sivkot Yod, he brings this Ritva, and he brings a Taisis in Ksubis Daf Chof and Baba Kama Daf Sadik Ches, also that says on a Gemara on a similar idea.
And within Baba Kama Daf Samaches is talking where the Shtar is Nisraf, and the Edom are made, that there's no son of Ein Mipiyed, because it's like he came to Bezdin and he says, Re'isi Edish Shenechkara BeBezdin. As Mavur Klarin Taisis, that this din that you could be made is not only by a Shtar. You could also dine a maid that you saw a Shtar. If you saw Edom that made in Bezdin, also you have the same Nakuda, there's no son of Ein Mipiyed. The Ksais at the end says that mitzad de etzim gemara, efshi you could have been matche, that a shtar is more daimed to a psakdin, it's aimed ligvais. Ablamaisa, you see in Taisis and Ksubis, that Taisis learns it's even by Edus, which is nechra and bezdin. Lachor in the Ritva also, Pashat Segilu yim shan in the Ritva. Just Rabbeinu Yoina, and Kosam Lechesam Rebez is madgish, that the only time you could come and be made, that is if Bezdin, if you say you saw not only the Edom were made in Bezdin, but you saw Bezdin were choyke the Edom and they were makabel the Edos. As if you saw Kabbalah's Edos in Bezdin, as you could be made to another Bezdin. But lu ye, you weren't made, the Bezdin were makabel the Edos, as you still can't be made, because mechates of the Edos would have been miskabel in Bezdin. The Taisis Rid also holds like these shitas, there's no chsar mipi'ed. But he says a different hezbe. He says the whole chsar of aid mipi'ed is only when you're made from an aid michutz lebezdin, because a person's not makmed when he's made michutz lebezdin. But any aid which is made in bezdin, there's no chsar of aid mipi'ed. This is garnanda hezbe. As thus is the beer in this shita, shitas ritva, and the Taisis Rid, that there's no son of Ein Mipiyed. There's a diktuk from the Mishnah like this sheet, and the Mishnah continues. And the Mishnah says that these Eidim that want to write the new shtar, what do they have to be made? They're made that Pliny or Pliny Eidov. If we're talking about where the original Eidim weren't Nimchak, how could they be made Pliny or Pliny Eidov? Why do they have to say it? We have the original Eidim in the shtar. Asak Demiri, Lefi the Shita, you have to say, Pliny Pliny Edom means the Edom that are seeing the Shtar. They're Pliny Pliny Edom. So it's a little bit dochuk, because they're the ones that are talking, as why are they saying Pliny Pliny? It's them. As Rav Yishayim learned, Pliny Pliny Edom is going on the Edom Shebishtar. As the Pashti, the Mishnah, is Mashma, not like the Ravid. There's one last Nakuda in the Mishnah. The Shaila is who's making the who's being Mekayim the Shtar. The Lashon of the Mishnah is Balifnei Bezdin, Va'oisin Loikiyim, Ish Pliny Ben Pliny, Nimchak Shtaroi. As the Shaila is, what's the Pshat? As there's a Shinui between the Rishbam and Toisvis. Rishbam Divri Amaskel Maimid Alav Maimid Alav Edim Zokter Rishbam Ayoidim Meimisai Nichta Veheim Oisin Loikiyim Vifnei Bezdin. Meduyik in the Rishbam that the Edim make the Kiyim Vifnei Bezdin. Taisis is Choylik. No, you need Bezdin to make the Kiyim Ubalifnei Bezdin. Davkenoket Bezdin Dalime Lifkuyim Amayna. You need Bezdin to make the Kiyim and to make the Shtar, because Bezdin is Olim Lefkuye Mamayna. But the Rishbam is Meduyik that you don't need the Bezdin for the Kiyim. I Lefi the Rishbam is, what do you need the Bezdin? What's the Lashon Balifnei Bezdin? Is Mazber Buchanan, you need someone to be Makabal the Edus that they sought. As you need Bezdin to be Makabal the Edus that they saw a Shtar. Now these Edim could rewrite the Shtar again. You don't need a Hefka Bezdin Hefka. L'choyra, there's a Shtarka Makar from Taisis, from the Gemara and the Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Ezeki Yumai. Abamaisiv, you write, Bamaisiv Tlasa Avina, Ana Pliny Upliny, and Hoitzi Pliny Ben Pliny, Shtar Machuk. A state led, your Bezdin writes the Kiyam. Zog the Drisha Lefi the Rishbam, you learn that this Tutsi Urim, the Mishnah is talking about it here, where Edom saw the Shtar. As then Adam rewrite the shtar. The Bryce is talking about it. See, where Bezdin saw the shtar. So when Bezdin saw the shtar, then Bezdin could write the shtar. So other Rashi's moide, Bezdin could do the key, and when they saw the shtar. The Rashi's saying, when the Adam saw the shtar, the Adam could do it themselves. What's gate of the Shaila? Why you need Bezdin? As the Lashon of Taisis is mashma, that the reason why you need Bezdin is because you need a Bezdin alime lefkuye mamayna. Kilo mashman Taisis, that once the shtar is nimchak, the shtar is ois, the shtar doesn't work anymore. As how could you write another shtar? You're being mafkiya mamayna. As a mele, you need the koyach of Bezdin, that Bezdin could be mafke the mamon, Bezdin could be moitzi the mamon. This is what's mevur in Taisis. Taina Rebbe Chanan, what does the Rishbam hold? The Rishbam holds that even when a shtar is nimchak, it doesn't mean that the shibud of the shtar is not kayim. You wrote a shtar and the shibud is kayim. Just because the shtar is nimchak, it's ois. It doesn't have a koyach to be meshabit. It still has a koyach to be meshabit. Elavos, as what's the pshat? As the pshat is, as that's why the Rishbam holds, you don't need a bezin because the shtar is still kayim. As a male of the Edom themselves could write the shtar. Just want to say that l'chayr al derech apshat l'fider Rishbam oisin l'kiyim doesn't mean the kiyim that we usually have of kiyim shtaris, which means that they're being made it's ena mezuyif. L'fider Rishbam oisin l'kiyim means the makayim, the shtar that was nimchak. Even though it's nimchak, it's not around. They rewrite the shtar. How could they rewrite a shtar? You need the bal davar because it's just a continuation of the original shtar that was here before. It's not called a new shtar. They're just rewriting the old shtar. Because it's a continuation. It's kilu the lucha shnius, that the original ksav came back. It's a continuation of the original thing. So mele, the Edom could do it. Shenkin Taisis is looking at it that you're rewriting a shtar is kilu, you're making a new shtar. Like Taisis says, Alima lefkuye mamayne. As a mele, Taisis holds that Bezdin has to do it.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.